sometimes atheists are very good, nice people, and religious people don't follow basic principle of courtesy. Yeah. See, there are, we could say, ultimate values and there are functional values. So, now ideally speaking, both should be in harmony. Ultimate values means, what is the ultimate purpose of life? Say, if I understand that all of us have come from God, we are meant to return to God, I am a spiritual being at my core, I am a soul. These are all questions, ultimate values. If people are atheists, they think that life begins with birth, ends with death. Their ultimate value is that there is no value. This is a question of ultimate values. And there are functional values. Functional values means how we live in this world, how we function in this world. So, when Srila Prabhupada, the founder of ISKCON, when he was asked, how do we identify devotees of Krishna? So, Prabhupada said, they are perfect gentlemen, perfect ladies and gentlemen. That means he said that their devotion should transform into good behavior. That their devotion should manifest as good behavior. So, that was his expectation. And that's what he taught. Now, that is not always the case. It is true that sometimes religious people, they become either self-righteous or they become self-absorbed and they neglect others, self-obsessed. It's possible. Because we have to see that people's functional values right now, they don't match necessarily with their ultimate values. Why is that? Because people adopt certain ultimate values for various reasons. Sometimes somebody may be just religious because their parents were religious. Or they may be religious because simply that makes them feel good. They may not really have an understanding of the philosophy or the practical transformation that is meant to happen through spirituality. So, you know, atheism is often caused most by religionists who are superficial, hypocritical, fanatical. No, by such people, other people get alienated and then they become atheistic. So atheism is often a reaction to irrational or fanatical believers. But there's no doubt that believers can actually cause trouble. And they can be troublesome people. That's true. So, now, if you look at the atheistic worldview itself, I'll first explain from the spiritual perspective how we make sense of this. See, all of us are at different points. Say, some of us may be born with a phenomenal memory. Some of us may be born with average memory. Some people are born in very wealthy families. Some people are born in middle class families. Some people are born in poor families. Now, from the spiritual perspective, we understand that we are actually souls on a multi-lifetime journey. And the point where we begin in this life is determined by what we have done in our previous life. So that's why some people may be born wealthy, some people may be born poor. But somebody may be born wealthy and they may squander their wealth and they may become poor. Some people may be born poor and they may invest, they work hard, invest wisely and they may become wealthy. So the starting points are not our destiny. Starting points are simply starting points. So just as there can be starting points in terms of wealth or intel or memory. Similarly, there can be people who from their past life, they have a starting point where they are by nature courteous. Not just our finance, our psychology is also shaped by our past life. So some people by their past life, they have a nature of being courteous, they have a nature of being gentle, they have a nature of being of sensitive. And some other people, by their past life, they have a nature of being insensitive, their nature discourteous. Now, these people who have this nature of being cultured and courteous and sensitive, they may, because of certain circumstances, become atheistic. No, as I said, they may have seen superficial or fanatical religionists and they may become alienated. So their functional values will be determining their behavior. And those functional values can have come from this life's upbringing, they can have come from previous life also, both ways. But their atheism, their functional values are not because of their atheism. There's no causal relationship. So actually speaking, if we take atheism down to its essence, atheism itself does not itself give us any reason to be nice. Atheism, what do you mean by that? See, if I'm atheistic, then this life is all that I have. If this life is all that I have, and life is meant for enjoyment. and I should enjoy as much as possible. And if other people come in the way, and if I can push them out of the way, why should I not do that? There is no ultimate reason for not doing that. You know, if say, if ultimately I am a bag of chemicals with no ultimate meaning to my life, you are a bag of chemicals with no meaning to my life, to your life, then if you are coming in the way of my getting something what I want, why can't I push you out of the way? So now, I'm not saying all atheists will do that. Many atheists may not do that. But their atheism itself does not give them any reason to be good. You may say, no, we all want to live on this planet peacefully, so we should be good. But actually, the resources in this planet are limited. And our desires are limited. So quite often, the reality of this world is there is competition. So if I take something from you, I get more, you get less. So atheism itself does not give any reason for being good in life. Atheists can be good, that can be from their upbringing, that can be their past life nature, but atheism does not give them any reason to be good. Now, religion, it tells us that we are accountable for our actions. What we do, there will be consequences for that. Specific points about how the consequences come up, that is the intricacies. But the principle is, there is understanding that we are accountable for our actions. Now, that can inspire people towards virtue. Whether it does that in real life or it makes them righteous, that's a different issue. So religious people can also be bad. But more often than not, when religious people are bad, that is in violation to what their own worldview is. What religion teaches and the way people act. So religion gives people reason to be good. But in spite of that, because of their past nature, because of their upbringing, because of their short-sightedness, they can be bad. So, in terms of ultimate values, religion gives us reason to become good or to become better, if we are bad now, towards good. Atheism does not give us that. So, functionally and ultimately, there has to be a congruence. And when there is not congruence, then there can be a lot of confusion and alienation. So, certainly, atheists can be good people, but they don't have any ultimate reason to be good. It is by their natures, coming from their past upbringing or past life, that they are acting good. Religion is sometimes if their past nature, past upbringing or past nature was bad, they may carry that into their religion also, and then they may act back. And sometimes if they are within religion also, if they are more sentimental and they are misguided by leaders who are sentimental, then they may further become worse. So, rather than focusing only on the behavior of people, certainly the way we understand anything, any people's, the far first interaction to people is through their behavior. How do you act? That's what we see. But along with their behavior, we also need to look at their ultimate values. And what is the foundation for those ultimate values? So, it's true, it's sad when this happens. I saw one holding, sometimes people put some message on their billboards. It says, God, save me from your preachers. So the idea is that some preachers are very self-righteous, very moralizing, very condescending. You are all going to go to hell unless you follow what I am doing. So if there people are like that, then naturally people feel alienated. So that is very tragic and very sad when it happens. But we shouldn't generalize. Just like we don't generalize, we won't say that people of a particular community are all evil. Or like that, even with religion also, we shouldn't generalize. There are people who are bad and there are people who are good also. Does that answer your question? Okay. Yeah, please.